There's two of them. Excellent. Yes, probably fly back over again. We'll just let them come over again. There he goes. These are our train bats, okay? These are the ones that do it.
I've got one in my garden at home. Every night's there.
Flitting around. Okay, so these guys work by sonar, and so this sound is reflected back off of buildings, leaves, me, you, okay, and they flit around. The idea is they're looking for a specific type of return call, which then pinpoints the fact that they've found something to eat. Okay, so they're picking up very small gnats and minute creatures, all right, nothing very big. They don't go for swallows or humongous bugs or anything like that. And we will be playing this or using this piece of equipment tonight, and we will hear different sounds for different bats. What ones are these?
I would think they're pipistrelle bats.
Probably pipistrelles, okay. Pipistrelle is quite, I understand, well, really, James ought to be telling you about pipistrelles. Go on, tell me about pipistrelles.
There's three different types of pipistrelles and a species of bat. So this being is on 55, so this is a soprano pipistrelle, and there are... if it was on 45, there's another type of pipistrelle. And some of the bigger bats have lower frequencies. And perhaps later on we could try down by the river, and there's a bat called Dorbentons that actually flies over the water, picking up the midges on the water. So we could perhaps see if we can hear those later on. But, yeah, a single pipistrelle bat can eat up to 3,000 small sort of midges in a night. So they're quite good.
So, okay, so three more people. Cup. Okay, great. Now,